Palestinians hope that Jerusalem will one day be the capital of their future state. But for now, the neighboring West Bank city of Ramallah serves as the Palestinians' political, commercial, and cultural center. And while the larger Palestinian economy is a mess, this once sleepy city is booming. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Café de la Paix in Ramallah is one of a host of new restaurants, bars, and cafes that have sprung up here over the past few years. The food is European. Groups of Palestinians sit at sleek wooden tables, munching on Caesar salads and sipping cappuccinos. While the music, Celine Dion's I'm Your Lady, isn't cutting edge, the scene on this afternoon is hip and cosmopolitan. Samir Asba is a 20-something computer engineer.
There's no work in the West Bank except here. So everybody is coming to Ramallah in order to work. We have a lot of coffee shops, a lot of restaurants, We have bars also. We have a lot of things to do here.
While the rest of the West Bank's economy is moribund, Ramallah is booming. Buildings are springing up all over this city.
So this is the main entrance of the hotel?
Peter Schoenberger is the manager of the new 5-star Mövenpick Hotel that's set to open this summer in Ramallah.
The situation here in Ramallah has become very safe. We do think that new business is attracted and businessmen will come over here. And of course, the socio-cultural role which the hotel will play for the upper class of the people who are living here.
Mohammed Ishtaya is the president of the Palestinian Economic Council, which is overseeing the development of a new 5-hospital medical complex and a city park in Ramallah.
All the Palestinian ministries and the cadre of the ministry, the civil servants, most of them are actually stationed in Ramallah, the main headquarters of 22 banks that are working in Palestine are in Ramallah.
He says that because jobs and money are concentrated here, that has generated other businesses.
All those who are working in telecommunication, in IT, in the banking sector are young people, educated in the United States or in Europe and exposed to Western culture. To my astonishment, all cafeterias are simply full.
At least 30,000 people commute to Ramallah every day, and tens of thousands of others have moved here in the past decade. The effect? Ishtaya says real estate prices have become astronomical.
Ramallah is very limited in space. On the east of Ramallah, there is a Jewish settlement. On the southeast of Ramallah, there is the borders of Jerusalem. And on the west of Ramallah, there is a military camp. So Ramallah has no place to grow.
Except up. And high-rises are being built all over the city. But Ishtaya says that all this apparent economic activity is misleading. Most of the money propping up the growth here comes from either Palestinians who live abroad or from international donors. And it doesn't reflect what's happening in the rest of the West Bank, says Ishtaya.
There are 612 Israeli military checkpoints. The West Bank is fragmented. There are 185 Jewish settlements in the West Bank. When you look at the micro picture of Ramallah, it looks rosy. When you look at the macro picture of the West Bank, it looks depressing.
Overall economic growth in the occupied Palestinian territories is at zero, he says. Unemployment is at 30%. 47% of Palestinians live below the poverty line. But that hasn't stopped people from wanting to open businesses in the de facto capital of the West Bank. The room is packed at the opening of an art exhibition at Birzeit University. Khader Musle is attending. He's about to open an antiquity store called The Splendors of the Orient in downtown Ramallah. He says he used to own a shop in East Jerusalem, but he feels it makes more sense now to open his business here.
I am quite confident because I am sure that the stuff I have is exclusive and I have a competitive edge over others.
He says there's an opportunity here now, and like many businessmen, he wants to grab it. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Ramallah.